What's going on, everybody? Now, the question is this: how do men and women all over the world, coaches, experts, influencers, thought leaders, create 6 or 7-figure businesses, all while having fun and changing lives? If you want to know the secrets to start that business, getting leads, getting paid what you desire for the clients you serve, and changing their lives every single day, this is the podcast for you. I'm JC of The Finest, and this is The Finest Hour. What's going on, Finest Hour friends? We are back with another episode of The Finest Hour podcast, and I'm your host, JC of The Finest, and today we're talking about something so important it will change your life, and 100% you are in control of it. And what that thing is energy. Every single day, you control your energy. Now, as we close 2021, it's crazy, the year is already over. We're into 2022 in only a couple of days. And if you want to make sure that this year is different than next year, the first thing you have to change is your energy. And by your energy, I don't mean just waking up, plugging your phone in, getting it charged. Think of that in your body, charging your body every single day. How you show up, how you talk to people, how you run your business, how you show up to your job, how you interact with your partner, how you show up for yourself is all based on your energy level. Because think about it. If I showed up on this podcast every single episode and was like, hey, this is a new podcast and I'm glad that you're listening and I'm gonna put you to sleep. That energy would exactly put you to sleep. But every single day you show up powerfully, you can feel that energy. It's like I'm in your ear right now, literally and physically, with more energy. Because think about it, if every single day you show up and you have goals, and the goals you want to achieve in 21 have not yet been accomplished, the one thing you have to look at is the energy you're bringing to the table. Now, there's two different types of energy. We're gonna take you on a roller coaster ride today. The first energy is kind of the I wish energy. I wish I lost 30 pounds. I wish I made more money in my job. I wish I would start that business. I wish I would be happier. Think about wishes. Where do wishes happen? Typically in kids' movies. You see wishes, Disney movies. You wish upon a star and all these beautiful things happen. When it comes to our life, the equivalent to wishing would be chasing energy. It's kind of the equivalent. So think about a wish as a chase. You're saying, I'm trying to chase a 30-pound goal. I'm trying to chase a $100,000 year in my business. Think about those chasings. When you're chasing things, most times you don't catch them. And the reason you're not catching them is because the energy you're putting out is wish energy. It's not certain. The most important energy you can put out is energy that has certainty. That will be of course energy. Of course I'm gonna lose this 30 pounds. Think of the difference. I wish I lose 30 pounds. I'm chasing 30 pounds. There's an element of doubt there. It's like you kind of think you can do it, but you kind of don't. You really want to do it, but you're not really sure. When you don't have that certainty, you don't have that cord that's tight that you're pulling against. Of course, I'm going to lose this 30 pounds. Of course, I'm going to make this $100,000. It's already made. When you think like that, everything changes because you're infusing something into that energy. It's that of course energy. It's that gratitude energy. It's that I'm so happy and grateful that I am. Think about that. Next time you start to put your goals together, when you add I am to it, things change. I am losing 30 pounds. I am losing the weight. I am having the body of my dreams. I am so happy and grateful to be making 6 figures, 7 figures, 8 figures in my business. All these things change by one thing. All of that is connected to your energy. And when you think about something as simple as a cell phone, you plug that thing into the wall, you get a charge. If you let your energy die and your phone dies, you can't really do much. If you're coming to the table with a lack of energy, that lack of energy is not gonna penetrate. It's not gonna resonate. It's not gonna go where it has to go. And you're gonna be stuck. And next year at this time, it's gonna be the same thing. I wish I lose that 30 pounds. I wish I get that job. I wish I make that money. All of those wishes will never get accomplished until you change the energy to of course. And the biggest and best thing you can say to yourself right now, and I love to say this, everything in life happens at the perfect time. When you go for your goals, that of course energy, when you declare that you have it, of course you do, 100% that goes into the universe. I always say the universe is always listening to you. And when it's listening, it wants to see how certain you are. And oftentimes when you bring that energy, it feels that certainty. Oh my gosh, they want to lose that 30 pounds. They are certain it's gonna happen. You know what? I might as well give it to them. And right in that moment, that 30-pound goal is yours. Time is just catching up until that result actually shows up. That's the difference. And I can give you a quick example. I remember years ago, when I was on my journey, And the first part about it was to lose the weight. And every single day it was going towards the weight loss with that I wish I can lose it energy. I wish I can lose the gut and get a six pack. I wish I could have the arms or the chest, or I wish that I could be model ready for a magazine or a photo shoot. And all these wishings brought nothing but disappointment, because every year it seemed to never change. Number one, habits, disciplines, different things of that nature, but that's a different day. But when you go for it, a lot of that, of course, energy, it starts to bleed into all the things you're doing. And finally, just to keep the cap on the point, I remember in that time, it was, you know what, of course I'm losing this 30 pounds. I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. This weight's already gone. I'm putting in this work and I know that result is mine. And I know by every day showing up and putting in the work, it's going to show up. And just by how I'm explaining it, with work, with discipline, with focus, with locking in to that it is already done mentality, that of course energy, guess what happened? Months later, of course the weight's gone. Months later, of course the stomach is there, the gut is gone. Months later, of course there's that photo shoot, that commercial, that movie role, that TV role. All these things happen from that of course energy. And when I look back, it was all based on a shift. That I wish energy was year after year after year was a repeat. It wasn't I'm getting a year older, a year wiser. I'm making the same mistake. I'm not disrupting the energy. I'm not shifting or changing. And that's the biggest thing I want to bring to you today. And I love to share the failures, the struggles, the frustrations that I went through along this journey so you don't have to do it. Because trust me, it sucks year after year after year going through the same replay. It will be like watching a replay of your favorite show over and over. In the beginning, it's kind of cool, but after 1,000 watches, you're like, I need to change the channel. It's the same thing for your life. And that energy is another channel. And another example I can give you, because we could do this all day. I remember living in a house, an apartment, in probably a not too desirable location. And every single day I wished for a better situation. I wished for a better apartment. I wished for the views. I wished for all these things. And every single day, nothing changed. And this is amongst around the same time with the weight loss and really changing my health. All of these things started to come together when I said, of course, I live in the apartment of my dreams with the view. Of course, I see the water. I see the city. I see this beautiful view every single day. The sun shining. I'm so grateful. I am so thankful every single day to feel this energy, to feel this happiness, to feel this bliss every single day of my life. Of course, it's already done. All I have to do is put in the work, and every single day, it will connect me to eventually the result. Now remember, if you want to do this, this helps. They always have vision boards. I put a picture of exactly what I wanted the apartment to look like on my phone. The exterior and the interior. So I could see the view on one, and on the other side of my phone screen, the lock screen, I could see the inside and the outside. All of it was right there. And think about how many times you look at your phone. It's like 30,000 times a week, some ungodly amount. So when you look about that, think about how many times that impression is gonna be on your brain, initially when you're noticing it, and also when you don't notice it, when it's just being done and subconsciously it's registering. Once you have this happening and you have that of course energy, all of a sudden the universe, whatever you like to say, it starts conspiring. Number one, with your action, you have to think it first. Number two, take action towards it, but it starts pulling it towards you. And I remember when I finally got to the point when I was in the building looking for the apartment that I wanted to live in, and all of a sudden they opened the door, and as soon as I saw the interior of the apartment, it matched the exact picture on my screen. And that took 6 years to get to that point. But the point of it is, in the beginning of the journey, of course I live in that apartment. Of course I wake up to that view. Of course every single day I wake up with a smile on my face. All these things are in your mind. As you're working towards the goal, it is just every day compounding, pulling it towards you. And eventually you wake up and it's there. And then you wake up, oh, of course I have this. And once you do it one time, once that energy shift results in a goal, you'll start to realize every and anything I want in my life is already mine. Of course it is. All I have to do is register it in my mind, internalize it that it's already yours, and put in the work, and the universe will deliver it to you at the perfect time, every single time. And when you think about that, it also shifts on how you're looking at things. If you're going through a struggle, of course it's a struggle. It's all part of the journey to get me where I'm going. If you're in the flow, of course it's in the flow. That's what's gonna take me to my goal. All those things are what's going to arrive you where you want to go. And it's beautiful because you control the shift. You can't control the weather. You can't control the power of a dollar or cryptocurrency or the stock market, real estate, but you can control your energy, your effort, your mindset, your focus, your discipline. All of these things are controllable. It takes just having that belief, coming through with that certainty. Because think about it right now. Do you want to live in wish mentality? if you haven't achieved the goal that you want to achieve in 21, do you want to have another repeat year? And this might be year after year after year. This could be the 10th or 20th year of doing this. Think about that. If you don't want to have it, you're in control right now of shifting that energy and saying, you know what? Enough is enough. Of course I have this goal. Of course this is the year I get it done. Not the new year, new me. I hope it works. I wish it works. It's that, you know what? No, this is my year. 100% I declare it's my year. There's nothing but my year. I'm going to achieve all of these goals. They're already achieved. I'm so happy and grateful for achieving them. I am so excited and thankful and grateful. Every day when you have those, you internalize those affirmations, you internalize that power, that energy. That is what's going to battery pack you up for the entire year to track down that goal. And trust me, this time next year, you will be, if not at the goal, you'll be past the goal. And when you look back, how did I get here? What's the difference between all these years and this year? You changed your energy. You can always feel the energy in the room. If you're ever at a sporting event, you can feel when the momentum is shifting to the home team. It's energy. You can feed off that. It's real. That frequency, the way that you're vibrating, all of these things are going to raise the quality of your life. And that's the last part I want to touch on. As you start to change that energy, you start to raise your frequency. And when you look at your energy, the higher your energy, the higher you have to be in life to attract those things. So if you're at a low energy, you're probably around low energy people, low energy goal accomplishments. You're probably in a low energy of happiness and excitement for life. But as you raise that energy, you start to experience better happiness, better life, better reality, better goals, better people, better environment, better apartment, better weight, better health, whatever it is, it starts to raise. And that's how you start to attract the perfect ideal life into your life. When you own it, when you say, you know what, this is what I want. It's already mine. This is what I'm destined for. And you put in the work and you let everything else just come to you at the perfect time. The energy that you put out is always what you get back. So if you're showing up every single day sulking, pouting, always being in a funk, guess what type of energy that puts out? Probably not the one that's going to achieve you to your highest quality self. But when you show up powerful, you own that goal. Of course I own it. You're certain, you're powerful. You're showing up as your best. You're becoming that version. And eventually you will be that version. And when you think about that right now, there's days left in the year that you can apply this, that you can start raising your energy level to where when you start 2022, you already had this huge wave of energy. You are thinking, you are feeling, you are internalizing, you are embodying the highest level of energy that you ever put out in your life. And trust me, you will feel the difference. And as you keep putting in the work, your goals will feel the difference because they will be yours, just like we're talking about today. But I wanted to give you that little tip just before we hit 22, because you have a big plate and all it's gonna be filled with is all of the goals that you already know you're gonna accomplish. Just shift up your energy and that plate is gonna be filled. And trust me, you are gonna eat and you are gonna love that meal. It's gonna be the best tasting meal of your life. But I hope you enjoyed this episode and I hope it gave you every single thing you need to give you that energy to bring in next year so you can smash your goals, knock them out of the park and completely change your life. So we're gonna take 21 out the same way we take out every single episode. Do and become the best you. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. I wanna know what you've learned. So if you wouldn't mind, would you take a screenshot of you listening to this podcast on your phone right now, upload to your Instagram stories and tag me at JC of the Finest, and then let me know in that IG story what is one thing you learned and one thing that you would like to learn more about. I love hearing more from my clients, listeners, friends, new and old, all over the world. Right as soon as you do this, go inside the podcast app and hit that little button there that says subscribe. Leave me a 5-star review and a 5-star rating. Again, this helps us reach more people, and if you want to be a part of helping change the world one person at a time, it makes a massive difference by you leaving that review. So, thank you very much for tuning in, my Finest Hour friends, and thank you for listening, and I will see you next week. And remember, do and become the best you.